This is the summer series of The Journey.
Coaldale to Culburra, Bulleye to Bomaderry, Wollongong to Werri Beach. This is Radio for Life on the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." How did John recognize Jesus? After all, he confessed that he didn't know him before, or at least that he didn't know that Jesus was the chosen Messiah. What happened? John saw Jesus with the eyes of his heart. He could see who Jesus really was because the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. We might say that the Holy Spirit invited John to see and that John accepted the invitation. Day after day, the Holy Spirit invites us to see Jesus as well. When we accept his invitation in prayer, we give the Spirit the freedom to open our eyes and our hearts. Our yes tells the Spirit, "Please show Jesus more clearly to me, because I want to know him more. I want his presence, his power, and his mercy in my life." Isn't it amazing how we can read so much into what we see with our physical eyes? This happens when an accountant reads a company's balance sheet, when a doctor reads the results of a blood test, or when a father sees a confused look on his teenager's face. Just as a doctor has been trained to know what to look for, so our minds can be formed to recognize spiritual realities. John was able to recognize Jesus in large part because he was committed to God and eager to do his will. His heart was soft and his mind alert. Today, let's be alert to God. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus each morning. Let's pray as often as we can, persevere as much as we can, and stay as peaceful as we can all day long. St. Catherine of Siena learned to stay close to God by simply repeating, "God all, I nothing." This was how she came into God's presence and recognized him. May this be our disposition as well. Lord, open my eyes so that I can see you.
Coaldale to Kalburra, Bulleye to Bomaderry, Wollongong to Werri Beach. This is Radio for Life on the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
This is the Journey Summer Series on Pulse 94.1.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
In the early days of Christianity, there were people who took the whole thing so seriously that they went out into the desert around the Nile and tried to live a life completely devoted to God. Now, some lived in monasteries and some lived on their own. They were called the Desert Fathers and Mothers. They're a great group. And there are still some around today in the various deserts of this world. And by that I mean the deserts of our great cities as well. There are a number of stories that have come out of their lives and ones that are very applicable to us today, like this one. Abba Moses lived on his own, but not far from the monastery. And one day, he got a call from the monastery to come back because one of the brothers had transgressed very seriously and was about to be brought before the whole community. Abba Moses sent back the message he wasn't coming. Well, they sent another lot out to go and get him. He sent back the same message, I'm not coming. The third time they sent out, this time he said, all right, I'll come. And true, he did. The brothers came out to meet him, and what they saw was Abba Moses carrying a bag of sand on his back. Only that bag of sand had a hole in it, and the sand was falling out. They said to him, Abba Moses, what's this about? He replied, here I am today coming to judge the sins of another, and my own are falling behind my back, and I don't even see them. The brothers got the message, asked forgiveness, and everyone, including the accused, went home better for the experience. That's true of us as well, isn't it? How often have you and I gone to judge the transgressions of others, no matter how subtly, and been in total denial about our own sins and failings? How do we ever get the idea that we are fit and worthy to judge others? And yet we do, to the detriment of the other and the detriment of ourselves, because in judging, we're never set free. I read recently, and probably you did too, about a young adolescent who was kidnapped and had terrible things done to her in her time of captivity. After her release, she came home to her parents, and while, of course, all care was given and she was listened to, her mother gave her one piece of advice that actually got her through. She said she knew that she had every reason to hate the man and the woman who had abused her, but while that is true, leave the judgment to God. This young woman had every right to judge and would have been blameless in her judging, but in not doing so, she found healing and peace and is happily married today. Jesus was right when he told us, judge not, and you will not be judged. Herein is the road to peace for you and me today.
Something amazing, a moment when heaven touches earth. Here in our hearts, Lord, we are waiting for something that's far beyond what we have seen or heard. Let us start the ascension, let's begin the climb. ascension, let's begin the climb up this holy mountain where your glory shines. Further up, further in, just to be with you again. Let us start, let us start the ascension.
Inspiring you to dream. Here's Bruce Downes, the Catholic guy.
I once spoke to a leader about a person who'd hurt me with their words and actions over many years. The leader said to me, "Release this person into the Lord's hands." I'd met with him about a situation that shouldn't have happened. He was sympathetic towards what had happened, but also wanted to make sure that I was right with God. When someone harms us in any way, it's so easy to get focused on what happened and ask God what's going to happen to them. What's going to happen to the person or people who've harmed me? What are you going to do about it, Lord? When I've asked that question many a time, the Lord's answer has always been along the lines of, trust me with them, you concentrate on following me. Trusting him with the people who've harmed you means releasing them into his hands, and by faith choosing to forgive them, leaving them for the Lord to deal with. When we let go of things and give them into his hands, into God's hands, he does take care of things. We may not always see everything he's doing, but if you will continue to release these things into his hands, you'll walk free and he'll be free to deal with those who've harmed you in the way he chooses. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguy.com? And remember, wherever you are around the world today, that God is never far from you.
You're listening to the Journey Summer Series.
Number one for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
Bag of bones and bloody cheeks. Guilty from the words I speak. Say the truth will set you free. But you won't need. Oh,
You're listening to the best of The Journey from 2013 on Pulse 94.1.
My name's Louisa Court. I'm 20 years old. I've just done a year of youth mission team based in Perth. I'm from Ingerdeen originally.
Now, Louisa, it's a big decision to go and do something like you've just done, a year of mission with the church. What's been some of the things that you've got out of it for your own growth?
Well, the year on team, it's really interesting because we go on to, obviously, with the purpose of serving the Lord and building his kingdom and building the church. But yeah, you do get a lot out of it for your own personal growth. You're living in household with people, so you learn a lot of skills just in relating to one another. Also in relating to students in schools, relating to them in a school setting. Also, it just establishes a daily prayer routine. So we go to Mass every day on team and we're encouraged to pray daily. So just establishing that is really important for your own spiritual growth as well, which is really cool.
Louisa, I know over in Perth, you've seen over 4,000 kids in the course of the year, 4,000 young people. What's it feel like knowing that you've had an impact on the lives of those kids, some of them really significantly?
It's absolutely incredible. It's something that's really, really difficult to actually get a grasp on in your mind and to actually understand. I think I had this moment, I suppose, towards the end of the year where I got an email from a student that we'd seen at the school who basically said, you know, I heard your story and it absolutely changed my life. And in just hearing that one thing from that one girl, that's enough, you know. To have had that much of an impact on one person is enough. And to know that our work has probably had an impact on more people in a similar way is incredible. Incredible.
Louisa, thank you for your year of service in looking after so many young people, and thanks for joining us on The Journey.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Genevieve Schaefer. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Melbourne and I've just finished a year of youth mission team being based in Wollongong.
Genevieve, how does a girl like you make a decision to go and spend 12 months of their life when they're 19 years old working for the church and letting other people know about Jesus?
I knew that after I finished high school, I didn't want to go straight into uni because a lot of people do, like it's just a thing that they do. I wanted to do something different for the first thing, and I knew that YMT, it was different. Like it's not just what you'd call your regular gap year. It's a bit different. It's a bit more radical. You've got this whole lifestyle you're living, being single for the year and everything. And that was really appealing to me. And also because the YMT had made such a difference in my life, I wanted to kind of do the same for others because like I'm a cradle Catholic and I'm so grateful to my parents for kickstarting my faith. But really meeting the team myself when I was younger really helped to set my faith on fire and just tell me to understand things so much more and just be really passionate about my faith. And I thought that if I could do something similar for other people, that would be something really amazing. Just, you know, going into schools and spreading that message and, you know, because so many children these days, so many kids, you know, they can be a bit lost or they just don't really know where they stand in regards to their faith. And so it's so good to be able to go into the schools and just be like, hey, and share things and have a great time. It's something that I wanted to do and it was something a bit different. So I think that's what really what drew me to team in the first place. And I think that it was a pretty good decision looking back on the year.
Hi, my name's Thomas James Heffernan. I'm 22 years old and I've just spent 2 years on the youth mission team. My first year was in Wollongong and my second year, just this past year, I've just spent serving in Perth.
Now, Tom, I know your friends call you TJ. I'm going to call you TJ. You've just had an amazing 2 years where you've seen lots and lots of young people. What do you hope has been the impact of your engagement with those young people?
Well, my call for team was happened a very long time ago, and so my hope comes really from that, and it is to see young Australians in this world come out of a spiraling negative culture and to really come to know in a very personal way Christ.
Mate, that's a great outcome if that's what you're leading young people to. But obviously for yourself too, the 2 years that you've had would be really formative for yourself. So while you've been serving other people, what are some of the things that you've got out of being on team that you'll take into your future now as you head back into, you know, doing some study and doing some work and whatever else?
It's been a really amazing 2 years of growth for me. I started as a 19-year-old, very mature, and as I've grown in maturity, I've been able to know myself more and be confident more in myself more fully. In the time of ministry, I've developed some real strong leadership skills. I've been able to work on being able to speak to large crowds, and we also run youth groups, so I've been able to work on one-on-one talking with people and being able to communicate effectively and really show love to other people in an incredible way. it's also set me up incredibly for my future. For example, next year I'm going to go and start studying a bachelor degree in sound production, and without Youth Mission Team, it wouldn't have given me the skills and the confidence that I've had to be able to even apply. And I feel confident that all the skills that I've learned over these years will help me in all the different areas that I'm doing, including study, if I move on to different ministry, whether I'm called to priesthood or marriage. I'm sure that all of those will be really helped by all the skills and things that I've learned throughout these past 2 years.
TJ, thanks very much for your years of service, and thanks for joining us on the journey.
Thank you. God bless, Jude.